Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Coffee, Cults, and Empires. I'm your host, the intern. So, weirdly, everything's kind of okay. Well, not everything, obviously, but, like, the coffee bean was the only thing that fell on the world, and that had already happened. I'm oscillating between trying to figure out how it all worked and trying hard not to think about it. The chronoscope seems fine, but I'm not allowed to use it anymore, which, honestly, is A-okay with me. I don't want to touch that thing. Someone came in and, like, edited out the edit button. They physically removed it and put a little plate over the hole where the button used to be. And it almost seems like it was never there in the first place. The weirdest thing is that nothing seems to have changed about the world. The bean fell in the exact place it was before, and they still worship me as a god. I thought that the chronoscope just affected the world, but in their world, the bean has always been there since it dropped. And out here in the lab, the bean has been there since I came into the lab. But, like, it can't be a coincidence that it fell in the exact same spot, right? Right? Anyway, like I said, inside the world, nothing has changed. They're still playing, which makes sense, because nothing changed for them. It was actually kind of comforting to record and edit the previous episode, and this one too. I'm loving the way they clandestinely forced the second to spill all his secrets. Mwah. Sending out a chef's kiss to my boy Rufert. Or should I say Callum? Layers upon layers upon layers.
Have returned.
No more glaze issues. That's good. That's good.
So who remembers things that happened last time?
Nope.
There was a last time.
I remember taking a nap.
Yeah, that seems about right. Let's see. We went, didn't we? We spied on Beeb, right? That was that last time?
No, that was the time before.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Wait. Couldn't you just sneak over to watch the meeting between Beeb?
Yeah. That was...
Oh, between Beeb and the Mind Lord.
Yeah.
And it turned out that the Mind Lord was extorting Beeb for money.
For cookies.
With a little protection racket going on.
The second?
Yeah.
Wait, was it the second? Did I get it wrong?
Yes.
Yeah, sorry. You're right. The second. The date was with the Mind Lord.
Yes.
The second.
Was talking to Beeb.
Is an idiot.
Yes.
That's right. Okay.
With no more secrets because he set them all.
Yeah.
Well, I guess maybe he managed to get away before he spilled all of his secrets. There's surely a few left.
He managed to get away so far till we catch up with him in his bedroom.
Yeah. 8 hours, baby.
Do we remember his secrets?
Yeah, he was extorting Beeb. Beeb, I guess, has some kind of illicit selling of something or other going on.
Right, Beeb was selling drugs, and the second was extorting him because of that.
Yeah, and the second was really excited about starting another real estate thing. He doesn't like the captain for some reason.
I think he's just jealous.
Yeah, so the second doesn't think the captain should have the job that they have, but importantly, the second did not mention anything about a secret tunnel with a mirror that would incriminate both himself and the Mind Lord should it be found. There are two mirrors. One of them's underground. That's the one where the spiders came from. One of them leads to the fancy bathroom, and it's in the guest house. And the one underground is trying to trick people into thinking the spiders came out of the one in the guest house.
I don't know if it's necessarily trying to trick people as much as masking it. Whoever monitors this kind of thing, you're getting messages that there's an active mirror here, but it's a registered mirror or whatever.
Ah, so it's not trying to frame the legitimate mirror. It's just hiding behind the legitimate mirror.
Yeah, and I'm not actually sure if you guys worked that out or if I'm just...
No, we didn't. I'm like, no, it gotta be... Either way, though, the conclusion is the same. Can't be... Well, no, that is different, though, because that means it could be the Mind Lord again.
You mean the second?
The Mind Lord.
The Mind Lord is just staying at the place.
Yeah, but he knows about it, right? Like, and he's got a lot of general authority. Mm. And so if that mirror turned out to be the super illegal one that's producing spiders, he's culpable, or at least suspect. But if it turns out people would go in and check the mirror and be like, oh, actually, everything seems legitimate here, and we still don't know about what's going on with the spiders. Yeah, maybe he did bury a mirror under the house where he was staying, like, if that's how things would go.
But we do have the ritual that we'll be doing, that'll tell us at least some part of that story.
Yeah, that's probably going to tell us the most information about who's doing all this.
Yeah.
Is there some kind of authority? Who runs the casino that, like, gave us the job in the first place?
I don't think we go to anybody until we've done the ritual.
Yeah, because if it's the sorceress, I'm definitely stealing all of her stuff again.
The rest of her stuff?
We gave a lot of it back.
And whoever we go to might be the culprit. So, you know, that they just cover it up again. So, you know, yeah. All right, let's do it. Oh, but let's go to sleep first. All of us are real exhausted. And I used up all my spells again. By all my spells, I mean my one spell that I have when I have short rest.
What time is it?
Late at night.
Like a reasonable time for my room service arriving is what that was.
I want room service.
Helena knows how to live.
Except that she doesn't like sleeping near civilization. I guess when she has to, she gets room service.
You know, honestly, it has been so long that I don't remember if I tried to claim that she hates sleeping near civilization or that she simply is good at not.
She sure is good at is sleeping near civilization because she's the only one that thought to order room service.
I mean, Justice has curlers.
I just assumed that Justice was the one that was good about civilization.
Oh, Justice is a house cat.
Justice is probably just annoyed by all the time that you spend outside of the city walls in a tent.
She's an indoor cheetah.
No, she just knows how to keep it right and tight in every environment.
Does she also order a room service? So she calls and is like, I want a heated pillow.
I think if the cheetah shows up at the front desk and is clearly asking for something, you just give them all the things that you think a cheetah might want.
And here's a comb, yeah. Here's some toothpaste.
She's been there long enough that there's signs that she can point to. Raw meat, fluffy pillow.
Throw some coffee grounds on the floor so I can roll in them.
They like her because she has any requests besides more sheets, please.
I like this. That somehow the cheetah is better liked than we are.
Somehow.
And more polite.
The cheetah is definitely better liked than y'all.
It's hard to compete with a cat.
Yeah.
All right, well, Justice may not be an indoor kitty, but Callum is an indoor dude. So we're going to go back to the hotel.
You're already there, I think.
All right. Yeah. If you guys want secrets, you got to get them because I'm going to go to sleep and then the spell's going to end. So last chance, last call for second secret.
I feel like we're good.
I want more secrets.
I don't need sloppy second secrets.
All right. If nobody else wants secrets, I'm not going to go out there on my own.
We all go to bed in Georg's room, of course.
Oh, that's right. That's where you hunkered down, right?
Yeah, that's the place.
With all the protected windows and all this kind of stuff.
Didn't we have to take it down to let the captain in on one end and talk to the birds on the other end?
Yeah, I think we unprotected our room.
Okay. Does everyone still go to Georg's room anyway?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I hate you guys.
We love you.
All right. Love the floor because I'm going to this bed. And then I turn around to find that Eurekas is already in it, probably.
Well, and of course, Justice. Like, that's just established.
I'm fine with Justice. Justice is the only polite one here.
As established.
I'm polite. I'm snoring. Please make coffee at 7.
That is surprisingly understandable.
I make myself into a little roofered burrito so nobody can see my face while I'm sleeping, using the endless pile of sheets that I assume have been delivered.
collected.
Does the hotel staff just automatically deliver sheets without being asked?
Surely they just know now.
Just like as soon as we get a clean sheet from anywhere else, we just throw it in front of your room.
I think I'm going to sleep in an X because it feels fun.
With your arms and legs splayed out?
Yep.
Cool.
Taking up as much space as possible.
All right. So York kind of looks around and doesn't really see a good spot. And so Georg is going to try to go to Eurykus's room.
Good luck with that bed.
Let it be locked.
Wait, you're going to sleep in the same room with all my followers?
Oh, all your followers in there? Oh, no. That's not good.
If you saw a little corner that might look comfy on the carpet, I spread my axe a little wider. You know, just as an accident.
Is Rupert's room available?
Rupert, had he thought of it, he would have locked you out of it, but... has not been on his mind. He's tired.
Perfect. York goes over to Rupert's room and just crashes on, like, doesn't even take his armor off, crashes on the bed.
Does York ever take his armor off?
That's true. He does not. So I guess that's a little redundant.
The poor bed.
Yeah, whether or not I'm sleeping on a mattress or, well, I guess either way it's on a mattress, but a crumpled pile of what used to be the bed or... the actual bed, I don't really care. If Eurykus can ruin my bed, like, I'm not too concerned about the hotel charging us.
Wait, what do you mean ruin?
By being in.
I mean, I guess, yeah, never mind. You ruined your bed by turning the headboard into a fashion statement.
I am going to chop off your headboard tonight.
That's vaguely threatening.
She just knows what you're thinking.
Yeah, I have the helm.
That's true.
Although she is asleep.
She just has the dreams and is mad about it.
Okay. Evening passes without anything waking you up. To be fair, you guys are all pretty tired.
Wake up amongst my friends. I have friends to wake up amongst.
I wake up on my own. Oh.
That's privacy to wake up amongst.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm knocking on your wall, though, because coffee.
Okay, yeah, I'll roll out of bed, start the process of making coffee for everyone.
I like that Eurykus knows where Georg is intuitively when it comes to demanding coffee.
I think 6 cents for coffee is actually on her character sheet, isn't it? She can sense coffee in a 120-foot radius. Is that not true?
It's absolutely true.
I think Rupert's guard is down enough that for the first time in perhaps ever, he has forgotten to cast his morning disguise self and looks completely different now. He is this skinny, scrawny, dirty kid who doesn't look anything like Rupert anymore.
Helena saw a little bit of that previously.
Yeah, and Eurykus also like reached through the illusion at one point. Perhaps everyone but Georg already has figured it out.
I don't think we saw the full display before, though, so I'm going to, like, dig into my pack and hand you a sandwich. So you talked about how scrawny looking you are.
Yeah, I'll happily take a sandwich. Wow, my friend just gives me a sandwich. Wow, yeah, I'll just, thank you. I'll start eating the sandwich. Oh, yeah, I've been giving myself haircuts, you know, for years. And by haircuts, I mean, if it seems too long, I'll hack off the piece that's in the way.
Let me see what my skill base in this area is.
Meanwhile, Georg walks in with the coffee and then goes, wait, who the hell is he?
Oh, I look around to see, you know, who you're talking about. And I don't catch on.
I just like shake my head and I hand you a cup of coffee because I have that many cups of coffee. So I don't want to hold it. And then I, you know, spread some grounds on the floor for justice.
All right, yeah. Enjoy my coffee. My clothes are stained with every meal I've had for weeks.
And, Georg, can you give me a perception roll?
Yeah, 2.
Okay, there's this some guy.
Maybe it's a new follower.
Not sure why the follower gets coffee.
I just sort of shake my head and assume it's fine.
Well, I'm reading your mind. Oh, hey, a new follower. So I get excited. Can I roll for perception?
I am like unabashedly just staring at Eurykus whenever she like enters my field of vision.
Okay.
Normally I can do that without being creepy because like the illusion, you know.
Okay. Roll a perception check.
12.
12. Okay. You realize that Georg thinks that Callum is a follower.
Oh.
Not completely wrong, really. Like,
Yeah.
So while this is going on, I would like to try to use mend on the haircut. I just want to see what happens.
There's not usually a role involved with mend, right?
Yeah, usually it's like, you know, yay, that broken club is less broken or whatever.
So there's a house rule that I like, which is that you can cast mend at higher spell slots if you want, and it does more.
The question here is a question of taste.
I think the unevenness is the core problem for Helena. It can all be short. It can all be long. She just wants it to match.
If you're trying to fix the hair, I have all these mending bots, too. And a little robot comes out with a giant pair, well, giant for the robot, scissors. Another one crawls out with another pair of scissors and a comb, but they look absolutely nightmarish.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's either adorable or horrifying.
Well, how's the robot's hair?
It does not have hair.
All right. So you've actively cast a spell on me, and Georg has produced this nightmare robot thing. I'm going to roll to see if I can figure out that there's anything wrong.
Has Georg pulled out the robots, or is he just informing the group that they exist?
I informed by pulling them out, right? I said, if you're trying to fix his hair, I got these. That's how I do my own hair. And then the robots run around up in my head and like pull out a piece of hair and like slice it off. And I get a little tiny cut on the top of my head from it, but it's fine.
All right. Well, I got a 7 on either perception or insight. They're the same for me. So I still can't figure out that y'all are talking about me. I think there's nothing wrong. Silly Georg with his little robot thing.
Hey, I don't even know who you are at this point. What?
Okay, as you're sitting there, chunks of your hair just fall into your lap.
A lot of weird stuff has been happening to me lately, so I'm going to quickly cast Prestidigitation to clean that up so nobody notices, which will advance my weirdness.
And I go, oh, so much better, and you don't know if it's about the Prestidigitation or the hair.
I got a natural 20 on beating my weirdness check.
Don't know
that that does anything, but it's a nat 20.
Yeah, I think it doesn't up your track.
Okay, don't advance.
Yeah.
All right, free spell. Whatever is causing my magic to go wonky is doing weird things to my hair. Luckily, nobody noticed. I look around to see if anybody noticed.
We're going to carry forward that earlier roll, and no, they didn't.
Excellent. Everything is fine.
I'm whistling.
So, what's with the new follower, and why is that follower slovenly, and why did we just give that follower a haircut?
I'm trying to remember any new followers that might have shown up.
Well?
Some of them are pretty slovenly, for sure, so that makes sense, yeah.
How dare you.
I walk over to Georg, I pat him on the armored shoulder, and I say, no one's in the bathroom, think about who's here.
Go ahead, Georg, roll an insight.
Oh, is your insight also bad?
Oh, you know what? 16.
You get it.
Hey, Rupert?
Yeah?
Yeah? Okay.
The voice doesn't like match. I've specifically trained myself to speak like a little deeper, a little bigger than the emaciated toothpick before you.
So the voice sounds like Rupert?
Yeah, I always talk like Rupert. Yeah.
Oh, I figured you were disguising your voice too. Okay. So I go, oh, you're just looking real different today. Planning on doing some reconnaissance somewhere.
If you specifically mention my looks, I'm going to try to fix the illusion and then notice that there's no illusion. I'm just like, oh, no.
Don't worry. The haircut looks great.
Georg kind of looks at it sideways, and I'm like, yeah, great.
I try to cast teleport. I don't have any teleport spell. So what I actually do is I cast Prestidigitation to make a big poof of smoke, and then I run into the bathroom.
I'm like, listen, whatever emotionally you're going through, I'm sure it's very important, but I'm going to need that bathroom in a couple of minutes, just FYI.
I guess. I hope the coffee was good.
Maybe he just wants to look in the mirror to admire his new haircut.
Oh, that's fair.
Ooh.
And I got a natural 1 to beat the weirdness. So now a weirdness effect happens.
I was going to let you just carry it, but...
But this is way better.
Yeah.
So I try to cast teleport, and what actually happened? All right, 75. Roll again, but randomly change one of the words in the result to a random different word, and then implement that result. The new roll is 38.
Okay.
And that's how you cast prestidigitation.
Okay. Roll again, but subtract each digit separately from a left.
All right, but first, this has to have a word change, so...
This is ridiculous.
Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, we'll roll a 10, and... Okay, 2. So, instead of again,
This is ridiculous, I agree.
Okay, random march. So roll march, but subtract each digit separately from 11. So clearly roll dexterity.
But subtract each digit separately from 11.
Yeah.
Sure. I'm going to try to roll how good I am at marching. 3 minus 2 is 1.
11 minus 1 is 10. So that gets us the PC and all of their equipment touching them. Glows a sickly green, as bright as a torch. Roll a 1d4 and a 1d6.
Okay. The d4 is a 2. The d6 is a 6.
Sickly green for 6 minutes.
Okay, so I try to teleport. There's a big poof of smoke, and then I'm glowing like blistering bright green as I'm like trying to get into the bathroom.
I'm like, okay, maybe he does need it more.
My coffee has never done this before. I mean, it's made people go to the bathroom, but not like this.
Maybe he's just nervous about my beauty. So he's turning green. He's going to throw up. It happens.
I like that you're just used to this.
Especially the glowing green and the poof of smoke. This is normal occurrences around here.
Yeah, I almost turned green and threw up when I first met you.
I'm going to ignore that.
Yeah, I know.
I knock on the door and I'm like, all right, man, however long you want to take to shower or whatever, that's cool. I'm going to go use the restroom before we do our ritual thing.
Rupert's room is open.
All right, yeah, I'll open the door. Now looking like Rupert, I'll make up an obvious lie about some vagrant coming into the bathroom just now.
You're still glowing green.
Still glowing green, yeah, like shining green as Rupert.
A sickly green, though, not like a nice green. Rupert, A, we know that was you. And B, hold on, I should roll an insight for this. Let me.
I want to know what B is.
Oh, yeah, 20. Okay, yeah. A, we know that was you. And B, why are you a gross green?
I try to cast the spell again to make the green go away.
Does it have like any kind of somatic component?
The spell that I'm casting?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I grab his hand while he's trying to cast the spell?
Give me a dexterity check.
Whoa, 19. That was not how I was expecting that to turn out.
Can you beat a 19, Rupert?
Not with a... Nope, not with a natural one. I can't.
So Georg reaches out to stop Rupert from casting. Rupert is in mid-swing, stubs his finger on Georg's armor.
My casting hand.
And then, like, balls up a bit to ow and hits his head on Georg's chest.
I'm just going to turn that into what hopefully is interpreted as a hug, but is in full armor. And I just go, it's okay, Rupert. You don't have to fix it.
Oh, that's the nicest thing anyone's ever. Okay, illusion fades. I'm just like sobbing. I'm just like, like the grossest mess.
Glowing green for unclear reasons.
You can take a shower.
Okay, I'll take a shower.
Hey, wait a minute, Rupert.
Uh-huh.
You know that time when, like, you were running into the wall and saying weird stuff? Is something like that happening after you cast spells? Is there a pattern to where, like, weird things are happening to you?
Roll an investigation check to see, maybe?
Yeah, so I had never actually thought about it, but you bring it up. It's a 16 for me to remember all the times
weird stuff has been happening.
Yes, it's not every time, right? So it's hard to say, but it does seem like the weird stuff does seem to be happening immediately after you cast a spell. Just not always.
Better cast 100 spells in a row just to see.
No, nope, 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 nope.
Hey, you don't have to do this.
I don't know if this is investigation or medicine or arcana or what, but I kind of want to like check out how he's doing. I'd like to figure out why he's green.
That would probably be arcana.
Okay, that's a 19.
Yeah, it's very clearly some sort of magic backfire. You have heard of this sort of thing happening in the Tower Empire.
Okay. And with a 23 on medicine, how is he looking in terms of health?
You don't have a good baseline, but it looks really bad. And with a 23, it does also remind you of the things you've heard about stuff in the Tower Empire. Things are aligning there.
I feel bad because I want to say, you are loved. But the green skin is a little off-putting, so instead I say, you are acknowledged.
Oh, that means a lot coming from you, Eureka. Thank you.
You're welcome.
While Helena has her shower or whatever, I'm just sure that you're all about to like throw me out or beat me up or something, and that just keeps not happening. And I'm like, okay, Georg is being so nice, and this is like a pretty crunchy hug.
It's either a hug or a tackle. Really lazy tackle.
Georg is obviously going really easy on me as he's beating me up. Once you come out of the shower, I'll like confess that I'm not who you think I am. Probably none of you thought that's who I was. But I'm sure I fooled you all completely. So I'm like, I'm not Ruford from where did I say I was from?
A faraway place. Verindale.
Yeah. I'm not Ruford from Verindale. I'm Callum from Verindale.
So you cast a disguise spell and changed your name?
Oh, I didn't think anyone would like me. So I made myself into Ruford.
You know it's still you though, right?
I don't know how to respond to that. I'm just like, I don't know. Can I still hang out with you guys? You're so cool.
I don't make friends with people based on what they look like.
I'll hang out with the followers if you want.
The way you said that.
Yeah, suddenly we have a problem.
Well, thank you for confessing. And I'm okay with you hanging out with us.
Okay, well, that just fixes everything. I'm great now.
Tears instantly dry up. And
I blow my nose on a sheet and then get a different sheet to blow it again. And then a third sheet to like kind of clean myself up.
Those are my sheets.
Don't worry. I open the door and throw the gross ones outside and slam it.
Perfect.
Sorry, everyone. It's just when he said that we were cool and he wanted to hang out with us, like I just instantly forgave him. I really like compliments.
Spoken like a true cult leader.
I'm like, all right, about those mirrors.
Yeah, about the whole ritual thing we're going to do. Okay, I'm very excited. So I think we have everything we need, right? We have to go back to the mirror, right?
No, you don't.
No, we don't even have to do that. Okay, I think we have everything we need.
Friendship.
Huh?
We have everything we need, friendship.
I just need everybody to,
Callum starts bawling again.
Okay, this is going to be a problem.
Sorry. I keep ruining it. Go on.
Is everybody done? Can we go do the ritual? Is it cool to do the ritual? Okay, I'm going to need no talking. And, okay, I'm going to hold this mirror, this little hand mirror. And, Eurekas, I need you to chant a little bit.
I'm not sure if you've told the details of the ritual yet, but I will take care of that for you right now.
Perfect.
So first, something valuable but not priceless is going to be consumed by the magic.
Eurekas, we're going to need one of your followers.
No. Absolutely not.
They're priceless.
Maybe some of Rupert's hair that got chopped off?
It's so valuable.
Could use my improved bell.
Do we know if we get it back?
Something valuable but not priceless will be consumed by the spell.
Okay, so you're going to lose a bell, though.
Okay.
Oh, cool. Okay. And then what else?
It will take an hour. And for that hour, the four of you need to concentrate.
Ooh.
And act as conduits for the magic. Mechanically, each one of you can contribute two skill or attribute rolls of your choice. So you can roll anything you want, and you get to roll twice, and they could be different things. But you have to justify why that particular skill is related to this. And if you do good enough, there's different degrees of success. You can also just throw money at it. Money being consumed will increase the power of the spell.
What does a power increase do?
Increasing the power of the spell will get you more information.
Okay.
Can I do performance to improve my chanting abilities and my beautiful voice?
Okay.
I think it would really help, Eurekus, if you said a few words to inspire us all.
How about I'll do that with the chant? So for bardic inspiration, I'm just going, Eurekus, Eurekus. And then the followers hear, and they start chanting with me as well.
Oh, okay. So are you separately giving somebody inspiration?
Yeah, this can be added after seeing the roll, but before knowing the outcome.
Giving it to Yorg makes the most sense to me.
Okay. I'll give it to you. You're welcome.
Thank you.
How many inspiration can you give out without a rest?
Four.
Why not just give everybody one?
Because there might be something that we have to do after the mirror.
You'll still have one left.
Yeah, unless I give one to Justice.
I think Justice is going to guard the door.
Okay. Everybody gets one.
So you give an inspiring speech, and it's very inspiring to everybody. Would you like to tell us what that speech is, or shall we just say that it's inspiring?
I would love to give a speech. Okay. I want you all to really focus on how good I'm going to look in that mirror.
You know that mirror doesn't show you, right?
I'm sorry. Did you? I'm going to ignore that.
Be quiet, Yorg. She changed my life.
Okay, yeah. You're going to look great once the ritual's over.
No, I'm going to look even better, you idiot. That's my speech.
Oh, and with that great nag at the end, everybody is extremely inspired.
Yorg feels like he was right. Everyone else feels inspired.
Can I follow on and use deception to tell everybody how great Eurekus is going to look in the mirror? After we
Excuse you.
So I can contribute deception to making everyone feel inspired. That's one of my contributions.
Can I use my helm to tell if he's lying and punish him?
I'm agreeing with you. Why would you look in to see if I'm wrong?
Sorry, I'm just being a little distracted.
Okay, so we should write these down. So everyone has inspiration. And then you're going to do performance?
Yeah, to make the chant sound really beautiful and melodic and powerful.
Okay. Are you going to roll performance twice?
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Okay.
Or unless I want to use deception to be like, yeah, Rupert looks really good too.
This is a serious ritual, guys.
Okay. Rupert is doing deception.
To reinforce what Eurekus was saying.
And then what else are you doing?
All of my skills are people skills. I can try to intimidate y'all. I got persuasion. I can sneak away.
You could be trying to intimidate the mirror into giving up its secrets.
Ooh, how about this? Can I roll my yoink to have previously stolen some valuable things?
Awesome.
Definitely.
It's just like, oh yeah, I found this treasure in the room just now.
We'll see how good the treasure that you stole is based on your yoink roll. Okay, Helena and Georg, what skills are you using?
I'd like to draw upon my history of being a part of these rituals and knowing how to use them.
Okay.
I got an 8.
Wait, don't... Okay, well, okay.
Oh, don't roll it? Never mind. I didn't roll anything.
Okay, so history for one, and what's the other one?
Can I produce a magical mirror using a second level slot to help reflect?
Oh, interesting. I think for that, you can roll a spellcasting attack, and then you can, because it's a second level spell slot, add 2d4, or 3d4.
Awesome.
Helena?
So I think that insight and perception both make sense.
Okay.
You know, we could put as many sheets as we need into this. They're really good sheets, too.
But he said not priceless.
Well, that would be the headboard.
You're right. We should start with the ones that I soiled. Those have been reduced to not priceless.
I mean, you can throw them in.
Hotel staff comes back. They're like, what did you do with all the sheets?
Honestly, I think they'd just be happy they didn't have to clean more sheets.
Yeah, they're probably going broke just hiring all the staff to clean the sheets all the time.
Okay, so let's start the ritual. Georg, I think I'm going to start with your second level spell slot mirror.
All right. Okay, so we've got 36.
36, nice.
3d6 is nice.
Yeah. Okay, so you make a focusing mirror that you're holding in your hands in the middle of the group. Everyone can now focus on that mirror, both visually and focusing their magic into there. Next is Eureka's performance, because she's going to start the chanting.
Excellent.
I told you I needed Eureka to chant.
Yeah, because you love hearing me talk. 19?
19, nice. You guys got some good rolls. I think this is the point where Rufford's like, oh yeah, I have something. How good was it?
15.
Inside the hall, there was a replica trinket that somebody had left on a table that was probably one of the ones that Tagok makes. And you grabbed it after you guys lit Beebs on fire.
Well, we were fleeing from the arson. I'm just like, yeah, you guys should do something about that fire. Anyway, mine, that tracks. That's exactly when it happened.
I just heard that as like Beebs, as in Beebs the person. We just lit him on fire.
Oh, yeah.
At this point, we might as well.
No, Beebs has some good intel now.
Actually, yeah, Beebs about to be very rich.
So yeah, I'll go ahead and toss that in and pretend like I found it in the hotel room just now.
You can feel the power growing. Who's next?
Well, I got a 19 and a 25.
Nice. Georg, I think maybe you come in at this point and you direct things a little bit with your history.
Yeah. Not one.
Oh.
I would like to use my inspiration.
Okay.
Use your what?
I would very much like to use that inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You almost flub it, but with the inspiration you got from Eureka's wonderful speech, you don't totally screw up your history.
I come from a long line of people who did this all the time. I swear.
Okay. And then Rufford, with how great Eureka's is going to look.
Really adding some detail in there. Okay, 19.
It's very convincing. And finally, to finish it off, Eureka's is using deception to saying how great Rufford's going to look at the end of it.
Yeah, Rufford, I feel so safe with you. You're just so very charismatic. And yeah, very good, smooth skin. Your skin makes me melt.
I mean, I know you're trying to be mean, Harmony, but Callum doesn't. He's just like, why did I even ever hide myself? Clearly, this is what the women want.
And by the women, you mean Eureka's.
The only one that matters.
Yep, yep.
Okay, deception 15.
Eureka's is leading the chanting, but I think everyone else has picked up on it. Helena is concentrating really hard and trying to, through the magic, perceive things that don't want to be perceived and understand things that don't want to be understood. Georg is thinking back about how this is supposed to go and turns out doesn't remember very well.
So I have a question.
Actually, out of character, sorry to interrupt. I have to get going, unfortunately.
Ah.
Okay. Do we have a minute to wrap?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Before we started all of this, we were hired to do a job for an unspecified reward. Is the reward greater than 100 gold pieces? Because I'm thinking about putting in 100 gold pieces, but I wouldn't do it if, like, the total price of getting this right is less than that.
I think we'd never really, as players, did not talk about it. I think it was just like, you agreed on a price. That was good.
Yeah, yeah. You specifically didn't want to say a number, but I'm now saying the number has to be more than 100 or else I'm not going to do this. Like,
you're negotiating now.
Yeah, we can say that it was more than 100.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to put in 100 gold also.
I guess I'll put in my ring.
What? Wait, wait, hold on. Before anyone keeps on sacrificing.
Writing it down on my character sheet.
Right after Eurekus is saying how great Rufford is, he reaches into his pocket, which you can actually see now.
My pockets are all just bulging full of shit.
And you just like throw a bunch of gold into the center and everyone's like, wow. And it just like zoom and becomes part of the spell.
Acceptable.
Okay, we gotta let Harmony go, guys.
All right, next time.
This episode featured Chelsea Burns as Harmony as Eurekus.
I am going to chop off your headboard tonight.
Find her on Instagram at Chelsea Comedy. Chris Grumbles as Don as Georg.
You know that mirror doesn't show you, right?
Find him on Instagram at Chris Grumbles. Desiree Fair as Rosephine as Helena and Justice.
How awesome would it be if Eurekus could just at will get people out of their clothes?
Silas Silver as Vafris, as Callum as Rufert.
My pockets are all just bulging full of shit.
Check out his RPG at readysetroll.org. Mark E. Fair as Tanum the DM.
Not sure why the follower gets coffee, but you know.
Find him at markefair.com. And me, Damian Lichtenstein, as the intern. Find me on Instagram at thatdamnlich, or check out my Drag King account at woody.banter. Thank you for listening to Coffee, Cults, and Empires, edited by Mark and Desiree. Music by Kevin Vitzwong, rhymes with hit song. Hear more music at kevinvitzwong.bandcamp.com. Character art and logo design by Carmanda. Find her at carmandaartsthings.com. Sensitivity consulting by Dominique Dickey. Find links at dominiquedickey.com. Support us on Patreon for access to outtakes, world building, and more. Find all these links in the episode notes or at coffeecultsandempires.com, where you can also find transcripts, art, actor and character bios, and more. That's coffeecultsandempires.com.
Uh-oh, somebody forgot to...
Shh. I'm just going to say that was the alarm that you had set with the hotel to go to sleep.
We need to keep referencing that sound periodically through the episode, so it's impossible to edit out.
That was my room service arriving, is what that was.
I want room service.
Helena knows how to live.